Doug Wright Show, where Utah news breaks on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
So good to have you along on today's Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio. Boy, I would invite people, if you can, to go to kslnewsradio.com, and you can not only listen to, but you can watch our interview as well. You can go to our KSL new app that is powered by the Utah Honda dealers, and you can go and just hit watch. If you have, hopefully you've got the app. If you haven't downloaded it, and just hit watch, and you'll be able to see what is what is happening here in the studio today. I am really honored to welcome the Libertarian candidate for the presidency to be back in our studio, Governor Gary Johnson. And Governor, it's always a pleasure to have you join us.
Well, great to be with you, Doug. And of course, Bill Weld is along also, which was your next introduction.
Boy,
VP.
Absolutely.
And we were saying we needed to get our good friend Mike Leavitt here. We have three governors on your show at one time.
You know, I'm not sure if we have ever had three former governors.
Have you ever
governors.
Had two?
Yeah, but boy, really. And Governor Weld, I am really, really honored. I've known Governor Johnson for some time, but this is the first time we've met, and I'm a big fan. I love what you did back in Massachusetts. I've admired what you've done over the years, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Doug. Gary and I are two peas in a pod. We served together, and we're members of a mutual admiration society then, and we still are.
And today, we've had several people who have submitted some questions that I'll ask on their behalf, but I wanted to set the stage right now for the race in general. We have talked about this, Governor Johnson, quite often, that in order for things, now the next step is basically to get in the national debates. You have mentioned over and over it's going to take 15%, and how that happens, it's kind of that voodoo that you do so well. Who knows exactly how they do that? But in one poll, I'm seeing now 12%.
Well, I think what's key right now is just being included right from the get-go with Trump and Clinton. So Trump, Clinton, Johnson, Weld. How about that one for starters, as opposed to Trump and Clinton? And, oh, as an afterthought, what do you say about Johnson, Weld?
Yeah. Or Jill Stein, you know.
Jill Stein, right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yesterday they came out with a poll, or a couple days ago, where we are polling higher than Trump with millennials. Well, that's also significant in that let's start being second in a lot of these breakout polls.
Right. It's amazing how many people have become president of the United States, including Abraham Lincoln, by being everybody's favorite second choice. It's amazing how that process works. Governor Weld, you said something interesting during the convention down in Orlando, and I'm paraphrasing here, but if people of the three likely tickets, and who knows what ultimately will shake out, right now we're looking at might be Trump Gingrich, maybe Trump with now the governor of Indiana, who knows on Hillary Clinton's side. But I like the way you talked about of the three likely tickets in November, this is the ticket that offers the most experience. And that's hard to argue against that.
Yeah, no, we have 14 years executive experience actually cutting budgets and running states. And in my case, I was a senior person at the Justice Department. So it's 20 years if you count that. And that means we don't have to guess about what we would do if we get into office. We would roll up our sleeves working as a team. And we would get to tame that budget. And someone who's a creature of Washington is going to have a hard time taming that budget.
I can't tell you how many people have said, I'm so disappointed with the options that we have this year. And obviously, they're not talking libertarian here. And they go, I wish that we had a Republican governor to vote for. And basically, we have two sitting right here.
They've got two. That's right.
I have to ask the question, and I've talked with Governor Johnson about this before, but Governor Weld, you know, the old line that Ronald Reagan used is that the Democratic Party, he didn't leave it, it left him. And if it was still the party that he had been familiar with when he was younger and in his youth, he would have still been a Democrat. Why libertarian now for someone who has been so well known as a Republican and a very effective Republican governor in a blue state?
Well, I've always considered myself a libertarian. Ever since law school, I was a disciple of Friedrich Hayek, who was one of the founders and patron saints of the libertarian movement. When I was in office, I used to go to the annual meetings of the Cato Institute every year. I subscribed to Reason magazine. This is when in office as a Republican. As I said at the convention in Orlando, when I finally, you know, Gary called me up and I had the opportunity to formally become a libertarian, my first reaction was free at last, because yeah. I've been carrying around the movement conservative social position on personal and social issues that the National Republican Party has had since the early 90s. I've been carrying that on my back for over 20 years, and now I'm rid of it, and I can espouse formally the positions I really hold, which is I'm a social liberal and I'm fiscally responsible, fiscal conservative. But, the National Republican Party today is not socially liberal. I don't care what anybody says. They're not welcoming and open. So that's an advantage, I think, that we have going into the fall. Stress that point.
You know, when you look at some of the track record of the Republican Party and some of the founding documents of it, going back to 1856 and some of the speeches that were made leading up to the election of Abraham Lincoln, you look at some of the very, and boy, this is a dirty word in the Republican Party nowadays, but some of the progressive things on the social side that carved out and made the Republican Party. You look at the slavery issues. You look at even the first national park declared by a Republican, Ulysses S. Grant. You look at really the modern conservation movement was Theodore Roosevelt. You look at that big open tent inclusive of everybody that was so well known for Ronald Reagan. What happened to us?
Well, what happened to small government? What happened to small government? And regardless of whether you're socially conservative or liberal, who cares as long as you don't force that on others? But Republican Party seems to want to force a social agenda on everybody, and I think it's a turnoff. And I think that most Republicans are still small government first and foremost. And I think that Donald Trump alienates half of Republicans. That's something that I've held now for about 8 months, believing that he was going to be the nominee.
And you look at what Hillary Clinton went through with some real questions on judgment. And when you have the director of the FBI using extremely reckless, very lax, I mean, those were kind terms that were there. And you look at she took a hit, and I'm honestly surprised it wasn't more in some of the polls. In some of the polls, she's down 2, in some she's down 3. But you look at the choices that Democrats have, that Republicans have. When we come back, I'd like to talk with both of you very frankly and candidly. What is it going to take to get a real fire? There's a fire under it now, I think, at certain grassroots levels. But what is it going to take for a third party to become a real national party? You're on all 50 of the state tickets right now. You'll be on all of the ballots. But what is it going to take? We're going to come back. We'll talk with Governor Weld. We'll talk with Governor Johnson about that very issue. And we've had several questions that have come in from our KSL listeners. You can also text us at 57500 if you have any thoughts or questions that we can pass along in our next segment, all here at KSL News Radio on today's Doug Wright Show. Governor Gary Johnson, who is Libertarian candidate for the presidency, and Governor Bill Weld, vice presidential candidate, here in studio.
From Doug's analysis, we jump into Utah's new news and then the all-new JMAC News Show at 12:30 on KSL News Radio.